Stop being stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who are these companies that ask you to pay rent when you don't have a place to live?
Okay.
And try to fuck with your credit and all that stuff. Because they try to do it as a scare tactic. And those are the people that should be fined for doing that.
And what's that, really going to happen is the state is going to have to write it off and take it off of everybody's paperwork at the end of the year, because this was something that couldn't be prevented. And most people don't even have no roads to where their house used to be at. Like, be for real.
You know what, dude? Like, Obama did his little speech yesterday, and he made so much sense that most stupid people can't understand it. Where he was like, let's stop talking politics and put this in perspective. He was like, if you had a family member who was constantly lying and manipulating you and never telling the truth and always deceiving you, or, you know, only cared about himself, didn't care about anybody else, and was just constantly doing shit the wrong way and lying, would you put that family member in charge of something? He's like, nah, you might still love them. He's like, but you're not going to put them as the head of something. You're not going to make... He's like, when did it become cool that when we have national emergencies for Republicans go around lying about what's happening? He's like, I'm not, like, what the hell is going on? Like, he asked a very valid question. It wasn't even, like, just going in. It was like, yo, when did y'all start thinking that this is okay?
Yeah.
Where you're lying about how people aren't getting paid out. We're denying people funds and all that. Like, stop doing that shit. Like, at this point, he's like, your lies are just becoming stupid. Yeah, I mean, even though they've been becoming stupid, now it's like, y'all are getting, there's like a level of desperation you're getting to.
Yeah.
Which I can totally understand, because Trump has to just become dumber, because the person he's going against is 50 times more intelligent than him. So his deflection is to become stupider and stupider.
Yes, like the last one I saw was when he was like, I'm a billionaire, I have a lot of money, so you either vote for the president with a lot of money or you vote for the black one. What?
Yeah. And that's how arrogant he's getting. But at this point, I think his team has told him, majority of the people that have voted for you have openly admitted to being racist, so we need to kind of focus on that. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
But he has no points. And it takes a more intelligent person from his culture to sit down with him and make a complete thought for him to be like, yeah, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But why those words coming out of your mouth? Because you don't want to be president. You just want to be the one to be able to say something.
Yeah, that's it. You don't give a damn about what you're doing. You just want people to sit around and listen to you.
Right.
That's it. I wonder how long before he calls it an N-word. And then they let him get away with it. Be like, that's just a new form of saying he loves her. You're like, yeah, okay.
That's on the way.
It's on the way. And I want to see how America reacts to that. I want to see if America's like, nah, I'm cool. Like, vote him in. Then everybody then we talk about it being a real problem in here. Niggas will be like, so call me the N-word in my face. Let's see how that works for you. Let's see how that works. It's going to be fights in the street every day. Yeah. Because you know all his dummies are going to be like, I'll call you a nigga whenever I feel like it. My Lord and Savior did it.
I've been seeing people with signs for Biden side, and I've been seeing people with signs for Trump's side, and they've been fighting in the streets, and I'm just like, y'all completely missing the point.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Right. But and like, oh, it's ignorant to the point people today still believe that it was him who gave us the pandemic money, when all that man wanted to do is put his signature on it because he did no work.
Yeah, exactly.
And I get so embarrassed and cringy of all the black folk who get on a camera or on a mic and say, he did this for us, he did that for us, and he said that he's going to build a wall so the people could get such and such first.
You know why I don't get cringy about it is because every one of us that sees that, that understands what's going on, knows that that person just is not educated and not intelligent. So we don't, like, white people already don't respect us as it is, so that doesn't matter. But as me as a black person seeing another black person say that, I'm not going to try and talk to them because they don't understand what's going on. They think that politics is a rap video. And now Lil Wayne should come out at the Super Bowl and give everybody free money. Like, that's what they think is going on in this country. So, if somebody's that stupid, what are we talking to them about? There's no need to talk to them.
It's like seeing somebody who is head to toe in name brand and they can't read. It's just like, dog, your problems are bigger than what you think.
Exactly. Which used to be Floyd Mayweather's problem. Now, I guess he finally learned to read a little bit because somebody was like, yo, it does look kind of ridiculous that you're this rich and can't read, and it isn't a flex. Yo, I made $1 billion and can't read shit. Niggas like, yeah, that's not even a flex though, bro. Right. Like, just learn to fucking read, idiot. Like, what do you mean?
It's crazy. Life. Well, we are here tonight for episode 16, The Stupidest Things We Did for Love. And when I say we, I'm not necessarily speaking about Dungeon and myself, but I'm speaking on people. Like, I can share some stupid things I've done, but just in general, from what I've seen, what I've been told, and what I'm continuously witnessing, we would just want to talk about some stupid things people have done for love. And also, I'm going to put in there who are the exceptions to that. So remind me to talk about the exceptions so I don't forget, because I have a list of things that is common that people do. I'm sure you have some things that people do that needs to stop, because I believe personally that you have your teens to be stupid because you like them. You have your early 20s to be stupid for people because you like them. Uh-huh. But I just, after 25, you gotta buckle up. After 25, you gotta reel it in. After 30, there's no excuse. After 40, because you're desperate and you're feeling like you only got 10 years left to find that person that you're going to get old with, there's no excuse for you to get desperate, ignorant, and close your eyes when you see red flags. There's no excuse. And when it comes to scammers, they don't care about your age. They don't care about your health. They don't care about your wants and needs. Scammers are going to scam, and they come in all faces, shapes, and sizes.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, this is the Real Relationship for a Podcast. My name is Shan. That is Dungeon. If you come in here, don't be afraid to share the stupid things you did or the stupid thing that you just noticed this week that you're doing. And hopefully, by the end of this episode, you stop doing something we mentioned. It's going to be a real honest topic because we all had to learn lessons in love over the years. And if you haven't learned yours yet, sorry, because it is 2024 and it is too expensive to be dumb.
Oh, no, there's a bunch of people out here being expensively dumb. Trust me.
It's like, ooh, whoopee. We've had stupid moments, and I'm going to dabble on some of mine, and I'm going to share some that I've witnessed. So, stupid things people do for love. I'm going to go down the list. If you want to elaborate or add on, you stop me. Move across the world without any help from family for love only. Okay?
Okay.
To me, whether you're a man or a woman, that is not smart because you limit your options of getting yourself out of a hole. Especially if you're not financially equipped to have emergency money, especially if you're moving primarily for love and you have no job, and especially if that person is in a bigger tax bracket than you.
And controls everything financially. Stupid.
Exactly. Don't do it to yourself.
Stupid. As a man,
do it. And as a woman, do not do it. And you have to think about this, too. Some people might move across the United States. Some people might move from the United States to a whole different country. Every country handles domestic relations differently. And some countries are very sexist in what they believe a woman should be able to do in disagreements versus what a man should be able to do. And if you don't educate yourself enough, you might find yourself somewhere locked up for 10 years before you come back and let everybody know what happened. Okay. The second thing I have on my list is people who think about the potential of the relationship ignoring what's on the table. We've talked about potential on many episodes. We've talked about Liz. We're not going to get into that, but I said what I said. What you think could possibly happen in a relationship is completely different from what is actually happening in a relationship. And I think all relationships, including friendships, need to be taken day by day. I did see this red flag in these 6 months, but I'm going to wait for the next 6 months to see if it matches up. No, you ain't got to wait that long. You could end it in 3 months. You could end it in 2 months. You could end it in 2 weeks. You do not owe people a time frame on when you want to have a conversation and be direct about something you're uncomfortable with. Mm-hmm. What's up, y'all? We're talking about stupid things that people do for love, personally, and just out the blue. So if you want to drop a message about something stupid you've done for love, once it gets to at least 5 messages, we'll play it. But I'm going to go down this list, okay? The next stupid thing that people do for love is wait years for someone to be ready to love you properly.
That's damn near most of the population, but go ahead.
Yes! I'm not saying, we've been together cohabitating for 2 years and they don't care for me properly. I'm going to wait to the third. Or I'm going to wait to the fourth to see if they start to learn me. Let me tell you something. Your job gives 90 days to learn you and for you to learn the position before they're just like, no, this is not going to work. So why would you sit there for years for somebody to learn how to respect you, to care for you, to show up for you, to respect you, and to show you appreciation and validation and reciprocate what you're doing for them? Why would you wait 5 years? Why would you wait 10 years? Why would you get to the 15-year mark and be like, I'm just going to kill him with kindness?
Yeah. And be miserable.
What? Like, why? What type of investment is that? That's like investing your money into a bank and they've been all over the news. Mind you, TD Bank was on the news they owe $1 billion to the feds for basically funding criminals and embezzlement. But that's basically like you see them on the news for years and you just continually keep putting your money in the bank. Why are you money in something that you know is not going to give you a return? And that's how you look at it.
For some reason, niggas love TD Bank, though. I don't know why.
Let me tell you, and when I thought about it, when I saw that hearing, I said, TD Bank is always in the hood. It's always in Philly. It's always, around those parts. And I'm just like, Truist Bank, I don't know if they have them up there.
Which one?
Truist.
I don't know about Truist now.
So they've been in the news since, I want to say, a year and a half ago about people putting money in and then what's in their account is not accurate and they can't track their money and there's no good customer service. I said, first of all, it take you one time to be missing $2 of mine before I'm just like, nah, let me empty this account.
Exactly. I'm not waiting there.
Okay.
You all figure out this shit.
Talking about. You ain't gotta wait around for that. This fourth one right here. Not being honest to the person you love the most. I'm gonna tell you this. You can't love a friend, you can't love a child, You can't love a man, you can't love a woman, you can't love your parents if you can't be honest with them. It's not going to work. Because I think when you feel like you have to lie to somebody that loves you the most, you're being disrespectful. I feel like it could get to an extent of being emotionally and mentally abusive. And if you don't check it, it's just going to continue because people don't see the results of their behavior. So to me, that's a stupid thing to do. And you have to recognize and set up your boundaries. You can't say, because people will throw this in your face. Oh, I do this. This is just who I am. I've been doing this for 5 years with you and you never said nothing. But all of a sudden, now that this is your new friend, now you telling me about this problem. Sometimes when you can't see where you're being stupid, the Lord will bring about somebody in your life that can see your life from the outside looking in and say, have you ever looked at what you're doing this way? And then, yes, sometimes it is because you've been working with this new person at your job or this new friend that you work out with. Now you got a problem with me doing X, Y, and Z, and I've been doing this for years. Well, just because you've been doing something for years doesn't mean that you've been doing it correct. Because being disrespectful and mishandling somebody for over a decade doesn't mean we need to go into decade two. And until people understand that, they're going to be tripping up themselves, because I'm a person that believes whether you're a man or a woman, at a certain point in any relationship, whether it's friendship or romantic or a job, you get to a point where everything's been on the table, but you're refusing to do something about it. And being a victim has an expiration date.
Please, yeah, say that shit again for the people in the front and the back.
Okay. I believe that you can be a victim, but being a victim has an expiration date. You have a date that comes up in your life where you have to respect yourself more than the person you want to be around. You have to respect yourself more than that job you need that check from. You have to respect yourself more than that family you were born into.
Because also, if it's been years and you're still the victim, you're no longer a victim. You're just a piece of shit.
Or you just compliant. You're an accomplice to the bullshit.
Nah, I'm calling you a piece of shit. You know why? Because why in the world would you keep dealing with the same type of individuals and then saying, everybody keeps doing this to me. Every man I date cheats on me. Every man I date beats on me. Every man, no, this is not a choice.
Yeah.
This is not a choice. So we're not feeling sorry for you no more after you keep doing the same thing intentionally, because the dictionary calls the definition of insanity what? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Facts.
So all of you women and men who keep dating the same type of person and keep getting the same results, just makes us understand why so many people in Florida die during hurricanes. Because y'all stupid.
Yeah.
Y'all just can't figure out common sense shit to do.
I've been here for 10 years and every year It's a hurricane and they tell us to leave and evacuate and I'm staying right here.
Yeah. My family lives down there. Now I get, at least when they explained it to me, their shit made sense. They were like, we know when it's serious enough where we do need to evacuate and when we just need to hunker down. Either way, I can tell you this, none of my family members are running around the streets doing bullshit as a hurricane is flying through their city. If they did stay, they're in their basement underneath the table, locked in.
Right.
They're not sitting there like, you know what, let's go out and take some pictures. Right. I always feel like the people who died during these things are the elderly who couldn't escape and had nobody to care for them and idiots. And I feel like there's definitely a lot more dead dummies out there than the home, you know, like uncared for elderly. I'll tell you that right now.
That's an unfortunate fact. Let me play this message.
I have a need for love.
Okay, I'm done with that.
But what about what they did, Shan?
Oh, no, no, no. When Matt came on here and said, I have a need for love, I already checked out because what are we talking about right now?
I'm sure Black Guy 123 has some good stories about how he's failed and done a bunch of ridiculous. And also, Thies Keith.
Let's go.
Thies Keith got some stories too.
Let's go.
Come on up here and tell the truth. Tell your truth. What's his stories?
I'll tell you one stupid thing I did for love when I was 19.
Yeah, you do your story, Shannon, and I'll do mine. Go ahead.
Okay. This is back before Ari's dad was Ari's dad. Ari's dad is 7 years older than me. Okay. I met him when I was 18. And when I was 19, I was in my second year of college. And he had got pulled over for a traffic stop in Georgia. And they found weed in the car and he had a suspended license. So they locked him up. And he called me. You know when you get a call from jail and you have to say your name and the thing? Where he was having a full conversation in the name part because he didn't even have enough money to keep calling.
So imagine
getting back-to-back calls from jail and were you supposed to say your name? He having a full conversation with me.
Yeah, you should pick up his phone call because...
Right. He finally told me details and then I called his mom. Men like this who don't correct their behavior always have a mom to back them up. So I called his mom and I was like, hey, he told me he locked up and he told me his bail is this amount of money. And if I pay it, will he get out or he has to see the judge? And she was like, I just think you, he would have to get it paid. So I asked her how much it was. It was $800-something. So I had recently got my stipend money back from classes, from school. So I had the money in the bank. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm going to pull it tonight and pay the bail person. Oh, they're at 37, there is no man. There is no man on this earth that can call me from jail and be like, I need you to bail me out. It's only $800-something. So I got the money. I remember telling my brother that I need to go to the ATM. Literally, I want to be able to get it out anyway because they only allow you to go to a certain amount at the ATM.
Yeah, at a daily basis.
So that's how you know how young I was. I went to the ATM and I was like, let me think about it. Let me go see the bail person first. I went into the bailiff thingy and the lady was like, you know, he won't be released until he sees the judge. I said, so are you telling me if I pay this bail that they're asking me for, he still has to sit in there until he sees the judge? She was like, yes. I was paying it. And that is the only thing that stopped me physically and mentally from giving them money. And I really want men and women to understand this. The system is set up to milk you financially and still fuck you. Yep. So don't call people that you know work hard and diligent for their shit because your shit is not together and just be like, pay my bail. You mean throw away fucking money I've been saving?
Exactly.
So you could get out and do the same bullshit again?
Of course.
There are literally people who are on probation going to go see the plug to go do a pickup and get pulled over with the same shit in their car hoping the cop don't search a certain part of the car. Like, some people don't hit bottom until they ass hit their version of bottom. So that was my stupid thing that I did at 19 for quote-unquote love.
So the story I have is the beginning of my journey in this dating game.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was, you know, first started dating, I think I was like 16. I was basketball star of the team, as everybody knows. You know, balling out,
mm-hmm.
putting up mad points.
Smelling
myself. But that was the only thing that mattered. So, you know, a girlfriend was a side thing for me. Like,
yeah.
I think this is when, excuse me, I want to say the internet just started coming around.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe like AOL days. But I know this chick wasn't from the internet. I met her at a basketball game because I was a star, as I said.
Yeah.
So I remember she was older than me. She was 18. But she didn't know. She just saw like a game. Was like, well, he might be something. Getting ready to go to high school and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not high school, college or whatever. So we start dating. And I noticed, like, every time I wanted to hang out with her, she would always talk about her friend Reggie or whatever. She was like, oh, yeah, well, I got to see my friend Reggie wants to chill because I had plans with him earlier. And I'm like, not on the game. I'm like, well, all right. I'm like, well, you know, let me know if your friend is available or not. We'll go out. She's like, yeah, sure. And I just kept noticing that every time I wanted to chill,
mm-hmm.
she'd be talking about Reggie this, Reggie that. So right. One day I got sick of that shit. And I was like, I planned the whole, like, good evening. And I was like, you know, we're going to go to a nice dinner somewhere. Mm-hmm. Go out to the movies instead of there. Now, I think at the time I didn't have a car. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, I'm just, you know, Pat picked me up, but I'm going to take her and do all the stuff. So now we had chill in between, but she would only come really chill at my house where my parents were, like, chill in the living room and, like, you know, stuff like that. Wasn't no hardcore fucking going on, all that good stuff.
Right.
This is like puppy love. But I'm like, all right, we'll see what it is. So she, I had set the date up, and here we go again. She's like, oh, you know, I'd love to do that, but Reggie wants to come over tonight. Like, we're supposed to be chilling and hanging out. I'm like, yo, that's what it hit. Like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? What do you keep talking about this nigga Reggie for? Like, I'm your boyfriend.
Right.
I was like, I don't give a damn about Reggie want to chill. I want to chill. Like, I should be first priority. And she was like, you know, this might be because you're young or whatever, but, like, you probably should have figured this out by now, but Reggie's actually my boyfriend. And I was like, you mother... So I'm like, okay. I was like, I'm up here, you know, all googly-eyed over how good she looked or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing how the game works. But I was so happy that happened to me at 16 because it turned me into an animal for the rest of my life. And not as far as just fucking and sucking on these hoes.
Mm.
I mean, is being aware of the type of stupid shit some of these chicks be trying to play and think that you ain't gonna know no better. You know what I mean? I think I told you before, even when I got older, there was a chick that came to me and was like, I have a male best friend who does this, that, and if we in the middle of fucking, I'm going to him. And I was like, you ain't got to finish your sentence. Then go date that motherfucker, stupid. Ain't nobody dumb. Like, you really think somebody's sitting here thinking that that's your best friend? All you do is wait for that nigga to propose to you or to get pregnant by him. Like, stop acting like people are fucking morons.
Right.
There's so many of you stupid people out here that think you're smarter than people. And you're so fucking dumb. Why do you stupid short bus motherfuckers got this free reign on the internet to go out here and talk and act like you got brains? And none of you motherfuckers can even add past count past the number 20.
Right.
But you want to sit here and convince me that you're not fucking this other person? You ain't nothing to worry about? Then shut your old remedial ass up. Since we can't say the other R word.
Right. That's a lesson.
Yeah, there's a couple people in this audience that look like they've been doing some silly shit for love, and I'm waiting to hear from them.
You can't come fast.
Black guy 1, 2, 3, tell your fucking story.
Yeah.
These teeth, you got to look in your eyes like, I've been doing silly shit for a while for love.
We have to help this young generation because they are falling by the wayside, okay? This young generation is... Ooh, they buying BBLs. They this guy was on TikTok talking about he met this girl. She's cool to hang with and chill. But she already got her butt done, and now she's having conversation with him about if he has any money so she could get her test done. I'm gonna tell you like this, and I'm in Atlanta. There are a lot of women who give men who would never get the time or day with them because their money speaks for it themselves. Oh, and they give them the time, and they stay with you long enough to go get that body done. And once that body's done, automatically they feel like, okay, I am prepared and ready to up my level and be with the man I think I deserve. And it's not going to be the one that put in on it. And so I need men to have like a real conversation with themselves personally and say, if I didn't have this income, if I didn't have this lifestyle that I could provide this woman, would she honestly be with me? If you pulled up in the Volkswagen four-door and not your Corvette, not your whatever, that she will feel like, ooh, this man got money, would she call you back? Would she give you the time of day? And I feel like a lot of men know that most of women would not give them the time of day, would not call them back, would not be up in their face if they didn't push forward the relationship with money or things or credit cards or access. And when you see a woman doing this, like I was behind a woman today. I went to Kiehl's in Lenox to go get more facial cream. And I was behind this lady, and she was like Latina, and she had a bob. It was cute. That's what made me look at her haircut first. And now I'm looking at her body. She was very petite, but her essay said, I'm a black woman and I used to be at least 200 pounds. Uh-huh. But you can look at her body and be like, girl, you was never 200 pounds. So you got your ass done. And so I'm looking at her kids that she's walking with side by side, and her husband is strolling behind her, or her man. I don't know if they were married. I didn't see a ring. But I'm just like, that's it right there. This woman possibly convinced this man that's strolling behind her as she's walking in front of him, not beside him, walking in front of him, to get her body done so she can look good for other men who ain't him. Because when I see him, it doesn't equate. When I see him, I'm just like, I don't even see the confidence there. When I looked at her, it's straight, fresh haircut, bodysuit, high-end purse, cake face.
How was he dressed?
He had on a oversized polo, not fitted, bad-bodied, and just trying to keep up.
Like, oh, yeah.
How they were walking was the epitome of their relationship, probably. He's trying to keep up with this woman that's getting to them.
Let me ask y'all this, because there's women in the room. What would y'all do if every man on the planet was broke? Like, who would you then date? Would y'all date the stupidest of all niggas? I don't understand, because like I feel like a lot of times the only reason y'all date men with money is because they have that. So now a lot of times, besides the ballers and athletes and rappers who may, or you know, people who have to stay in shape for a living and have a lot of money.
Right.
Y'all would just be dating a bunch of stupid motherfuckers, wouldn't you?
This is the thing. So I'm going to answer your question. If men didn't have money and I wanted to date, I would go for the man I like the most personality-wise.
And that would be the stupidest motherfucker.
Which is why I don't care about the man with money, because my thing is like, life is a wave of shit. So if how you met me, you leading with money and you have no personality, there's no chemistry there, you can't hold a conversation, you don't have any hobbies, nothing interesting, I can't learn anything from you, then I'm not gonna keep saying, let's go on a date next week. Can I see you tomorrow? I don't have that in me. But some women have that in me. And then they have their mothers or their aunties or their grandma saying, oh, you know, if you have a man that likes you more than you like him, you got a good one. I think that's bad. That's bad teaching too.
That's one. Any talk, men need to start going in the movement of this. Any talk of things from the past that encourage women dominating the relationship should be stopped at this point, because that's what's making a lot of y'all as bad as you are today. The whole thing was made so it's only catered to the woman, only catered to the woman, only catered to the woman. Nobody gives a damn about the man emotionally. Nobody gives a damn about him physically. Nobody gives a damn about him unless he can do everything financially. Excuse me. And y'all want us to sit here and accept that now, when a lot of y'all have nothing at all to bring to the table besides vagina.
You know what's so crazy about that?
Go ahead.
A lot of women today don't want to talk about a man's emotions until there's a breakup or a woman comes to him and says, I want a divorce, after certain reactions and things not being done for months prior to, right?
Yeah.
And then when that man does something life-threatening or physically to a woman, then they say, oh, he was emotionally off. Well, yeah. This whole fucking relationship, you didn't want to talk about this man's emotions.
I'm gonna give you a perfect example of what you're talking about right now. I know for a fact at my job, there's these two people, one new and one who I've known since I've been there. Ooh, she's very professional and won't show that she's trying to hook up with this dude, but they're hooking up because the dude already told me, and I can tell by how she's been acting.
He told HR?
He told me. Oh. And I'm like, and plus I can tell by how much she has. She's like, hey, he's one of my employees. And she's like, how do you feel about such and such? And I'm like, why are you asking me about him so much? I don't care about that nigga. Like, yeah. He's cool. And I was like, it's pretty obvious what's going on. She's like, no, one of your coworkers is trying to fuck my situation up by always hooking him up with somebody else. That's crazy, right? And I was just like, listen, man, don't lose your job on some bullshit. Like, so she's like, I would never. And I'm like, I know she wouldn't. But the thing is, he told me today, he's like, she won't talk to me. Now, this dude's a big, muscly-ass nigga who's got all the pussy in the world at his hands, because I saw his Tinder account. And he's willing to date her and give her a try, but she will not communicate with him. He's like, we've been out like four times. He's like, she will not talk to me about her past relationship. And she also just doesn't know how to talk in general. She like acts like our at-home relationship is work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I'm like, yeah. My other man that trained me when I got here told me like she had some trauma that she hasn't handled. And now she's trying to, he's like, she told me she wanted to be with me. I'm like, yeah, of course she did. She don't know what the fuck she's doing, bro. I'm sure she does want to be with you. But she hasn't done this in a while. Like, you, and I'm like, unfortunately for you, I'm sure, from what I saw on your Tinder account, your patience is very slim for this. He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm like, well, she ain't going to ruin her job for this, and neither should you. So I would basically tell her, like, up front, if you cannot learn to communicate with me in an adult manner about your past and all any other issues, then we need to cut this before it gets serious.
Right.
Because you're not going to be what I'm looking for, and we don't need to have an awkward experience in work after this.
Right.
So how about before we start having raw sex with each other?
Raw sex?
Raw, unprotected sex.
Okay.
We just cut this and be like, all right, yeah, nah, this ain't going to work out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I can tell you're not going the same route I'm going, and vice versa. But, like, she's new to it and hasn't been doing the work she needed to do. All she did was replace her trauma with going to work and working hard as fuck every day.
Yeah.
Working at home for the job for free.
She's trying to numb it.
You're trying to numb it, but now you got somebody new you're interested in, And you still on that stupid shit.
Right.
And that's not going to work out. Now you're about to lose a guy. Now, I don't know if this is a good guy. Now, I just met this nigga. Yeah. But I know physically he's what you want. And you're not even going to get to experience that because he's so tired of you fucking... Because these older dudes, ladies, these older dudes ain't about the physical like as much as you think.
Right.
Some of these niggas really want to be able to communicate with a woman. They're not about this, yo, her ass is fat. After they come in that ass, they need more than that. After they bust in your mouth or your titties, whatever, they're going to need more from you. And y'all keep thinking, oh, I got my body done. He's good. That's why these niggas be cheating so much. Because every other woman provides something that most women can't.
Yeah.
There's a woman providing a nigga with conversation. There's a woman providing a nigga with the physical. There's a woman providing a nigga with the freak. There's a woman providing a nigga with money.
Right.
If he needs it because he's a broke motherfucker, like most of y'all love.
Mm.
But this is just a prime example of not doing your due diligence healing. And then being out here trying to date somebody else.
Yeah.
You know? That's crazy.
I always made a rule that I would never talk to or date somebody I work with. Because I know I have the personality where I need to miss you in order to want to be around you. If there's not enough space for me to miss you, or I can't really tell you about my day because we've been on the phone all fucking day, I'm going to get over that relationship very quick.
Uh-huh.
And today, you know, there was a talk, I think a year ago, where somebody was saying, you know, the internet ruined a lot of relationships because before, back in the day, you had hardwired phones where once you were at home with your person, you saw them in the morning, you talk to them in the morning, they leave for work. Unless it's a fucking emergency, you don't call them at their job.
No, not at all.
So they work all day, they have these experiences throughout the day, and they come home, and yes, you do want to sit at a table and eat and talk to your person about your day. You do want to sit in the living room and talk about the day or watch something together, but now it's kind of like the internet has eaten up all the time that you would share with a human being physically, because now you can leave your house. Your woman will continue this on your cell phone in the car. Do we have to? No. But do you want to? Yes, because you're just overbearing. So he can't even get his time. That's a lot of people's peace between leaving the house or dropping the kids off and going to work. I know for me, that's a lot of my time when I have to go to the office is my only time to myself in the morning. Dropping these kids off, driving in traffic, going to work. Right. And then I work all day with people I don't want to be around. And my other peace time is between leaving a job and going to pick these kids up. So you have your cell phone where this person that you're with, that you live with, is texting you or calling you throughout the day. And don't let y'all have a fucking argument because that is so fucking distracting. Then you have them knowing your schedule when you get off of work. You know how many men cringe at not being able to sit and listen to music or talk to somebody else because their girl knows exactly when they get off and they get in the car?
That's crazy.
Like, it's a real thing. And so when you get home, let's say you had a bad day and this person is why you had a bad day. Now they in your face physically when you get in the house.
Super enough.
Yeah, there's no ease up between people. And like, it's very important. Like, if you talk to somebody this morning and y'all say good morning and you ask them what they doing today and you give them details on what you're doing today, there is no need to talk to them all throughout the fucking day. There's no need for it. Unless you're sick or they just lost a parent or they're going through something, you might check in. But stop living on people's nutsacks. Stop living on women's breasts. If you're scared that if a woman is not in your presence, that she's going to talk to another man, y'all should not be in a relationship. If you're afraid that every chance that your man gets where you're not around, he's going to talk to a woman or a woman's going to try to talk to him, or he's going to stop and go to a bar and some woman's going to see him and think that he's single, then y'all should not be in a fucking relationship. I welcome whoever I'm with to be in the presence of men and women. Because if there's something about you that cannot be loyal, faithful, upfront, I need you to express that so I can see it earlier than later. And I really just need people to stop trying to prevent when what you're preventing is you being where you need to be. Because if you're with the wrong person, you need to see that you're with the wrong person. But you're doing all of this extra shit to prevent them from doing something to show you you're with the wrong person.
Deflecting is dumb.
It don't make no sense. So, back to this list. Being caring and forgiving without change to the wrong fucking person. Let me tell you something. A lot of people love to use the Lord and love to use religion and love to say you should forgive, you should have grace for people. But there's a limit.
Of course.
And some people,
niggas,
there's no limit.
No, niggas never have a limit to forgiveness. It's like I told you, the most disgusting thing I've ever seen is the way them Haitians treated that white girl that came in and killed their brothers because she assumed he was in the wrong apartment. And they act like her going to jail was an inconvenience to their life. Right. And I was like, this is what's wrong with you niggas right here.
Right.
I'm like, you niggas don't understand how forgiveness works. Like, you know, the Bible says forgive. The Bible says don't be stupid, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
That really pissed me off. That trial where that cop had went to that man's apartment and shot him while he eating ice cream in his apartment. And his relative hugged that woman in court.
Yeah. He's like, the brother was like, can I give her a hug? I was like, y'all the most fucking white saviorist ass niggas I've ever seen.
That's crazy.
It's disgusting. Like, what's wrong with y'all?
Crazy.
You couldn't even wait till this bitch served a day in prison to be like, I hate that this is happening to you. That bitch is probably out by now. And you just shot another nigga because of your stupid ass actions.
Right. But, yes, that's stupid shit. Being emotionally, physically, or financially dependent on them because of love.
Pathetic. Stupid shit. Pathetic.
Stupid shit. And I don't care how well off a person is. If my husband was well off and we had kids and we had properties and we were used to doing family vacations and shit, and he gets into a major accident, let's say he's in a coma for 6 months. If I don't know how this man manages our lives, what the fuck am I going to do for my family? If I can't go where the finances are or pick up where he left off, what am I going to do for my family? So a lot of people handicap themselves, quote unquote, to not be able to adult for themselves because you've been leaning on this person doing it all too long. And you know how many men die early because of the pressures that women give them to show up a certain way?
Tons.
Okay. They die earlier. They have stress. And a lot of men come from a generation where they didn't ask for help or they didn't see their dad ask for help. So they think they're supposed to carry it all on their back. And most men do not go to the doctor when they need to. So they just feel like, oh, what I'm feeling is normal. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of different cancers that come from stress in men.
That's facts.
I just had a conversation with one of my friends. He just got into a relationship, but he was telling me how, I forgot what it was called. It wasn't something with his prostate, but basically when men are highly stressed, you might go through a something medically where you can't pee. So your your bladder gets inflamed.
Wow.
And you can't pee because of stress. And he had to go to the doctor, and the doctor told him, medically, we checked you for everything. It's not cancer, because his dad is going through prostate cancer and having chemo right now. So he was scared of that. He was like, it's not that. We did all the testing. I'm going to tell you right now, it's you stressing and you not releasing that fucking stress. So it's harder for you to pee. And that's some shit that men don't know about. So imagine a man struggling and he just think, oh, I always struggle with this. No, you're fucking stressed. The way that you live your life is stressful as shit. But there's a lot of men that don't go to the doctor and check on themselves because they taking care of everybody else. They doing for everybody else. And sometimes the worst thing that a man can be for a family is the one that has his shit together.
Because he forgets about himself.
Yes. And people forget about them.
Because he always got it together. They assume, oh, he taking care of himself. He know what to do.
Yes. You come for him when you need help. But when was the last time you asked him, do you need help with something? When was the last time you asked him, how you feeling? What you got going on today? When you going to take a break? When you going to take a weekend off? When you going on your vacation? Because I'll sit here and say this right now. I'm not the best with my favorite brother's wife. But there, the main thing that I do like that she provides for him is a alert that you need to take a break. An alert that, oh, I want to do this weekend. This weekend, let's take the weekend off. Don't be at the shop. We'll go here. You know, on their anniversary, we'll go on this trip. You know what I'm saying? She pulls them out of work. If, I don't know of any woman that my brother been with that pulls him out of work to go experience some other shit. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be cultured to do stuff like that.
Yes. So for the longest, I've seen my brother work, give. Whatever the woman that he with wants, he makes sure it's there. They don't never need for something. But this is the only relationship that I've seen him be with a woman in. He actually goes see the world, go do shit, you know, step away from work and shit. And he's getting older. So I'm just like, okay, cool. Because if it was on the reverse and you saw how hard I was working for my family and the man that I'm with don't take me out or give me a break, you'll feel away. So I just feel like a lot of people just need to be mindful of shit like that. I'm going to pay this message.
Oh, the stupidest thing that I ever done for love. Stop loving myself. Imagine that. Then, but to be honest, if I wasn't loving myself, was it possible for me to be loving someone else?
No.
I don't know. But that's how I feel. The stupidest thing that I've done, feeling like I was in love, was stop loving myself.
That's a good one.
I feel like he was rapping.
I mean, it's a bar. Which is why it's so dumb for women to collect projects and men. Because if you see a man not able to do right by himself, why are you trying to pull him in to make sure he show up for you?
Exactly, dummy.
Come on. Why you want him to get you pregnant? How he gonna not show up for himself, show up for you, and show up for a kid? I don't know. People not thinking it through.
They never do.
The next thing on my list is losing a sense of self because you chose this feeling of butterfly. Let me tell you something. Butterflies is for everybody under 25.
Yeah. You don't get that as an adult. You get the shakes hoping that they're a normal person. You're like, please just be normal. Okay. Them butterflies, I'd be nervous like hell. Please don't say that crazy right away. You know, I'm trying to get through a full dinner with you.
Even if a salesperson says something too ridiculous as a bargain, I'm just like, dog, stop bullshitting with me. What's the hook? What are y'all getting out of this? After this year, what's the interest on this shit?
Yeah, you're not getting all shit away for free. Fuck out of here.
Okay, so like even today, I was at the mall and Anya saw like this sweepstakes to win a trip to the Bahamas, and she's like, "Mom, all you got to do is fill out your information and put it in there." I said, "Anya, that's a scam." what you mean? How they gonna scam you? I said, you're basically writing down your personal information, first and last name, maybe an email, maybe your number. You put it in that bin and you don't know where that bin goes. It could probably go to somebody's house. And now they got your name, your phone number, easily to look up your address, and then they can call you and tell you you got a missed payment on a bill, or get a credit card in your name type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't give away your personal information for free.
They had, now back in the day, that thing was different because I remember those things. One of my friends, he actually did win the trip, and they paid for it. And they didn't set him on it. But he was getting harassed by phone calls and random messages for like the next few years. But that's because he, you know, went on that trip. But they did actually pay. It proved that it actually worked. And I was like, oh, wow. But I'm not willing to deal with all that just to go on a free cruise.
Yeah, I don't trust shit now. Even when it comes down to my resume, I don't.
Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Womb Podcast. I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show.
Put my full address. I don't put my main phone number. It's just very much contact me for the details. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many scams going around right now where somebody could post a fake job and then all of these people sending their information in and you fucked. So I don't even play with it no more. But you just have to be mindful of temporary feelings that you're trying to carry out to be in a whole relationship. That shit ain't smart. My other one is you quit what you love. You stop seeing your friends. Everything is with this person. And then you break up and you're lost.
I'm pretty sure that happens pretty often.
Very often. I can tell when some of my friends are in new relationships when they get quiet and you haven't talked. And then when they break up, hey girl.
I'm back. I don't have anybody to love me. Now I'm ready to have friends again. That is honestly people that are corny as shit. They're corny as shit for that.
It's crazy to me. I'm just like, dog, life is about balance. And if you can't balance this person with what your life was before this person, that alone should be a fucking red flag.
Exactly.
If what you want and what they want are two different things that are never going to align, that's stupid. You know what I'm saying? Stupid. I can't. There's certain things where you, if somebody tells you, hey, I like to ride dirt bikes for a living and do crazy ass deathly tricks for a living,
but I want to be with you. If I have kids and I have a family and I work a corporate job, what the fuck I look like being with somebody like that? And that's how you have to think about it sometimes. And sometimes maybe the conversation is, okay, so how long do you want to do this for? You know what I'm saying? If you're a professional bungee jump person and that's how you make money by doing stunts, how long do you want to do this for? Is this something you want to continue until you're 60? You do? Okay, great. I hope the best for you, but this is not going to work. Because if you think you about to get $1 million life insurance policy and tell them that you do stunts for a living, they're going to be like, nah, we good. Okay? Like, you have to think smart. Like, some people limit their options because of who they're choosing. The last one that I have on my list is expecting a man or a woman to be who I had in my mind, but not telling them shit.
That's crazy.
That's so many people. That's so many people. Like, if I gotta be in a relationship with somebody, there's always going to be questions I have that are going to need answers. And if a person is not willing to give me those answers to those questions that I have or show me in action what those answers are, then we can't have this relationship because I can't build nothing on fluff.
Yeah, that's facts.
It don't make no sense. It's like the perfect example. A man or a woman that says, oh, I'm looking for a job, but don't worry. There's a difference between looking for a job and having a job.
Exactly.
So if I'm talking to you, be like, yeah, I have a job. And I'd be like, what's your job? Well, I'm currently in between looking for a job. Then you don't have a job.
Exactly.
And I think that's a big issue with people today is people today don't like calling a thing a thing.
I love calling a thing a thing.
Me too. I love being very direct with people. So we on the same page. So you can't come to me and be like, oh, you lied to me or you wasted my time. If that man or that woman only comes see you after 11 p.m. at night and they don't stay over and y'all don't do nothing else. And if he can't come over and fuck or if she can't come over and you take her out or you can't pick her up or you can't pay her bill when she call you and she need help. You are a situation. You are somebody to fuck when I'm horny, and that's it. This is not a relationship. This is stop texting this person when you're in your feelings and be like, so what are we? Nothing.
Nothing at all.
There's no reason for a question. Because if somebody leaves you with questions and no answers, that's an answer.
Exactly.
So if you don't like it and that's not the response that you want, stop putting yourself in a position where that's what it is. I don't have to have a conversation about staying in something I'm gonna stay in with somebody. I can recognize what have we been doing for the past 6 months. Do I like it? Do I not like it? Do I want more? Yes. Do they want more? No. So I have to stop this. It's not, oh, let me convince this person to want more with me. No.
Let me bring them along. No. Sad, sad, sad.
So, it's all about recognizing shit for what it is. It's all about being honest with yourself. You can't be stupid because nobody taught you or you didn't know. Internet, most places, is fucking free. You can tell the situation to your family or your friends or somebody who's infamous for fucking up and they'll tell you the honest truth. Well, you being stupid. You know, and I just feel like over 25, there's no excuse for you to be stupid for pussy. There's no excuse for you to be stupid for dick. Because I can tell you straight up right now, if it was about me getting dick, there's numerous people that I will be able to call and ask. And they'd be like, yes. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to what I want, if I don't want something that's just dick, then I don't want something that's just dick. You're not going to convince me that it's more special than that. What we do is more than that. Is it though?
Is it?
So, I just want people to be smarter. Hopefully, somebody's going to listen to their whole relationship in that list and be like, oh, so it is something dumb. Yes. Yes, it has always been dumb. And your parents did some dumb shit for love, but they're not going to tell you because they want to be looked at and valued a certain way.
But that is how you're fucking up, too.
You know what I'm saying? Even my mother was married to my dad for 13 years. And that man treated her like a thing to do shit for him. And I will tell you, for 13 years, she stayed probably 12 years too long. And those are my parents. You know, but it took her until I was 28 to tell me the truth about how their relationship came to be. It was very transactional. And so when she told me that and I started to know the character of men, I said, you can't expect emotions and feelings and respect from a man who saw your whole relationship and marriage as transactional. That wasn't fair. So call a thing, be smarter. We just don't got time to be stupid. Even when it comes to kids, if you don't want kids, that's fine. Everybody doesn't need them. But if you are out here having kids in 2024 with these fucking prices, yeah, in my mind, I'm calling you stupid.
You're a dummy.
Okay? Because ain't no way in hell. It's not happening. Okay? But yeah, that's the show tonight. I hope you guys have a great weekend. It's supposed to be cold as fuck in the South next week. So I have to prepare for that. Next week is an office week for me. So I'll be highly irritated. But yeah, Dungeon, have a great weekend.
Okay. Go to the gentleman's club and try to get somebody hired tomorrow. And also pay a couple girls' car notes. You know what I mean? You know, but it is what it is. You know, this is the life I live.
Facts.
But you be safe down there and make sure you stay out the way of the hurricane, you and the girlies.
I will.
And keep focusing on trying to get that first date on the board, all right?
I know. I'm going to tell you. I think I'm getting close. I'm going to tell you when it happens.
All right. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Bye, y'all.
Peace.